Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another day, Live with the Times. And today we are on the fifth parsha of Beshalotzcha. Excuse me. We're on the fifth parsha of Behalotzcha. And today there's a couple of things here. You know, we starting this class specifically to show and to illuminate the parts of Torah that oftentimes people think are boring, or they seem like, what does this mean to me? They seem ancient, they don't understand, listen, I don't understand anything, but thank God we have commentaries and there are things here, right? So there's a whole aspect in this parsha, I mean this Aliyah, about the journeys and how the formations would happen when they would get called to leave, how they would break camp, when it would be that the Israelites, Bnei Yisrael, would pack up and go, right? And there's a very interesting Rashi that says, Masaif, right? So the camp of Dan, it says, then the flag of the camp of Dan, the last of the camps, traveled according to their divisions, headed by Echiezer, the son of Amishadai. Right? Ben Dan Masaif Lechol Manachanot. Hamachanot, excuse me. Right? So this was the last of the camps. So Masaif means last, but Rashi says Masaif also means gatherer. So the same word that says, right, then the flag of the camp of Dan, the gatherer of the camps, is actually what it's saying, traveled according to the divisions. That the members of the tribe of Dan would pick up the articles dropped by the tribes that traveled ahead of them in formation and return those lost objects. So the people, a lot of times, we feel like we're last, we don't know what's going on, right? And Rabbi Nachman goes on to say that Dan represents prayer. As our matriarch Rachel said, that she named the progenitor of the tribe Danani Elohim. God judged me because of my prayers. That prayer is so exalted to gather in all the scattered souls that are present, all the thoughts and desires of the people, and bring them into the Jewish camp. There are so many people who are far from Yiddishkeit today, and not just people that we know are Jews and that are feel far or that are lost or these kind of things, and especially Jews who are being held hostage, people who are in dangerous situations, people who need healing, but also the lost objects correspond mamish to lost Jews. We live in a time now where the abundance that Hashem gave us after the Holocaust, where so many people have abundance, thank you God, in the diaspora, it became very comfortable to live in the diaspora. It became very comfortable to put Torah aside and to live amongst the nations and to become more assimilated. And the result of that assimilation is ultimately, as we see, those initial people that came over have a lot of wealth, but they still had tradition in their own way. Their children believed in Torah or maintained their Yiddishkeit, their Judaism, and married other Jews, but they kind of had superficial understandings of Judaism and Torah. And then their children, a lot of times, and this was my experience in where I grew up, ended up not really knowing much about Judaism and wondering why we have to do anything at all, and oftentimes intermarrying, and their children are either not Jewish at all according to halacha, or feel very disconnected, and now they're lost souls. They're kidnapped amongst the nations. The Gemara holds that these people have a different distinction as other Jews. They're judged in different ways because they're lost. They're lost children. They're lost souls. And aside from that, there are mamish 10 lost tribes. Don was one of those tribes that are out there somewhere. And there are some Jews who say, Nebuch, we're probably never going to get them back again. There's no guarantee we'll get them back again. And for this I say it's ridiculous, because Hashem is a loving father. And what father would go to the park and take his 12 kids and two come back, and he's like, oh, all right, not too bad. At least I got two. We'll see if the other ones make it back. No, of course not. He'd be looking everywhere. He'd be looking everywhere. He'd be looking everywhere. He would never sleep until he finds his children, even if a person lost 2 out of the 10. So, excuse me, 2 out of the 12. So, 10 out of the 12, Hashem is losing sleep. Hashem cannot sleep. So, it's incumbent upon us to daven that every single Jew out there in the world should be reunited. We see 1,500 revealed Jews, and we don't know who's really a Jew and not a Jew. Right? So we should really be zoiche to daven on each other, to daven on Am Yisrael, to daven those who are revealed Am Yisrael and those who we don't know who are Am Yisrael, and to be humble enough to say that we don't know who's a Jew and not a Jew. And to say, Hashem, please reveal reveal those lost tribes. Doesn't make us any less Jewish. And if people say, oh, you guys are fake, we should have the confidence to know that, hey, we've been doing this for thousands of years. And Moshiach, it says that Moshiach will be able to smell a Jew. That prayer corresponds, Rabbi Nachman talks about that prayer corresponds to smell, corresponds to remembrance. And so when Hashem, just like he remembered the Jews when we were in Mitzrayim for the Geula, so too he'll remember the Jews once again and bring the Geula Shlema with Moshiach, and Moshiach will be able to smell every single Jew who's out there of the lost tribes. But it's incumbent upon us right now to pray for all of them, to find those lost objects, and to facilitate that as co-creators with Hashem. So everybody should be zoiche to open up their mouth in prayer and pray the prayer that Hashem wants to give. So, l'chaim.